Hello, welcome to Frosto Talks. I'm your host, Frosto. Just an all-around regular guy trying to spread overwhelming positivity and help you look at the brighter side of things. Why, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Frosto Talks. I'm your host, Frosto. I wanted to begin this episode with a quote by the one and only, the great Jocko Willink. When you get away from your mission, it doesn't work. It all starts to fall apart. You lose track of where the priorities are, and the minute you slack in one category, it's all of them. Now, I heard that on one of his early episodes with guest Leif Babin, co-author of one of the greatest books I've ever read, Extreme Ownership. And once again, I found it only appropriate to start this episode with that, being that I wanted to talk about getting knocked off course, you know, just completely getting away from the plan, getting away from the mission, why it happens, how it can happen, if it's your fault. Yeah, I mean, it's always going to be your fault, right? Accountability. Who remembers season one? But no, I mean, recovering from setbacks is the topic here. And I want to share with you a personal experience, something that happened to me, and what I've done to get back. What I've done to get back on course, get back on mission. And really, you know, kind of just break down what he meant by that. You know, you lose track of where your priorities are. And the minute you slack in one category, it's all of them. That's deep, man. Now, as many of you know, or should know, because you've been following me, right? I am conducting a self-social experiment, being unplugged and completely getting away from everything. Not only that, as I broke down in my last episode, I have put forth a morning routine and started doing things in a pattern to help not only keep me on track, but also disciplined and accountable. So that way I know that I'm getting everything done in a day that I want to get done. Why? All right, am I doing these things? Once again, it's to better myself mentally, spiritually, physically, and overall just become a great person. The problem with plans, the problem with you know, New Year's resolutions is you go into it thinking, ah, great. Because you think of the outcome. If it's a diet, you know, how much weight you're going to lose. If it's a workout plan, how you're going to look. If it's, you know, how many books you're going to read. You're like, yeah, you know, by the time this is done, I'm going to be so well read. But then life happens. And for me personally, it came in the form of the big bad Rona. That's right. Now, I don't really know what the censorship issues are with saying that word or the other word, you know, the jab. So I'll keep from saying them. But late January, early February, I got the big bad Rona and the Omarion version, right? Big Rona 2.0 and. Yeah, man, it really fucked me up. Now, when I say it fucked me up, I'm not saying I got that ill, because in reality, I didn't. The first Rona, the OG one, back in 2020, that one laid me out. But this one was more of like a lingering, annoying, like, inconvenience. It's the only way I can really put it. I wasn't sick. Like, I wasn't too sick. I didn't get a fever. I didn't get any of that. I felt like I just had all this shit just plugged up in my nose that was then causing all this pressure on my forehead. And I was just really tired. So, as you can imagine, the previous 4 to 5 weeks was on fucking cue, man. I was on my P's and Q's. You know, I was reading, I was waking up on time, I was working out. I had set forth this routine that I was so happy with. As I mentioned in an earlier episode or on my morning routine episode, I was excited and I looked forward to the next day to begin where the last one left off. And now I was just, I couldn't stay up for a fucking show. I just wanted to sleep. I tend to burn the candle at both ends. And most of the time when I get sick, even from way back when I was in the car business, my wife always told me, it's like your body just shuts off. Like your body's like, all right, bro, sit down for a little bit. Now, I do believe it was something like that. Although, you know, I did test positive as well. So I know I also had gotten the big bad Rona. But it was also due to the fact that I was so happy and excited with how I was feeling that I was kind of running myself into the ground. I travel for work, not too far, but about 4-hour trips here and there. And when you do those 2-3 times a week and you got to be up at 5 in the morning, they take a toll. Like from the minute my feet hit the ground to the minute I lay back in bed, I really don't stop moving. Even when I'm working from home, like I don't stop moving. I'm either driving, working, training, both for work and for physical health. I am coaching. I'm doing jiu-jitsu. I'm lifting. I'm hanging out with my wife. Like there's always something that I'm doing. I think my wife and I, we try. We really try to, on the days I don't train jiu-jitsu after kids class, we try to get 2 shows in, you know, whatever we have. That's why we cycle through a lot of shows, because we always just try and sit down and have that our time and just kind of just shit, you know, talk, you know, shoot the shit and just enjoy ourselves, excuse me. Ah, man, 6:30 in the morning. I haven't woken up yet. Haven't had my coffee, so I'm going to blame it on that. But yeah, we try to have and reserve that moment for ourselves. So always moving. And quite honestly, I get a little upset and bitter when I hear others complain about not having enough time or being too tired, because aside from one other person, shout out to the big homie Johnny Ibsen, no one works harder than I do. Well, at least that I know. And if you do, what's up, dog? Run out. But I digress. Back to my point. The Rona fucked me up. And again, it didn't fuck me up in a health way. It fucked me up in an inconvenience way. It completely knocked me off course. And me being me, much like injuries when I was a kid and surgeries or procedures, I never give myself the proper amount of time to heal. So I try to bounce back and get back to my normal shit too soon. And mind you, I still waited the 10 days or the 2 weeks or the 5 days since your fever, whatever the CDC and Alphabet Soup have recommended us doing, because everything changes. But I was at least trying to work from home, trying to wake up, trying to work, you know, just get my steps in, try to walk, trying to work out in any way. And I caught myself out of breath. One day I texted my manager. I said, hey, obviously in-person appointments and going out in the field is a no-no with the Rona. But, you know, what should I do from home? He's like, hey, just work from home to the best of your abilities, you know, to as much as you can. Cool. Perfect. But like 30 minutes into just looking at the screen, like I literally just got drowsy and I just couldn't do it. Coupled with the fact that the rest of the house got it, my wife being right behind me and then the kids right behind her, mind you, the kids brushed that shit off in like 12 hours. And my wife and I just kind of took advantage of the situation, accepted it, and got lazy. You know, all bets were off. We were ordering DoorDash and shit. And kind of just hanging out on the couch, you know, kind of making up for the time that we didn't get. Along with that, making up for sleep that we normally don't get. I think one day we woke up at like 11, which is unheard of for both of us, right? Sleeping in that late. And then we go downstairs and then we like put the TV on. And within 30 minutes, we were both back asleep and woke up like at 1, you know. And then by then, we're like, all right, well, fuck. Well, let's order some food. So then we order some food and then fell back asleep. So as you can imagine, as someone that's life is used to just being go, 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 that was a huge inconvenience. And it wasn't my decision. I mean, I guess it kind of was my decision. Again, accountability. But I took advantage and I just kind of let myself be lazy. I'm guilty of that. I will admit. With that being said, it wasn't what I wanted to be doing. I felt guilty. It's weird. Like, I love the saying, motion is lotion, right? And as you can imagine, I'm pretty banged up. I've ran my body pretty hard. So those days when I wasn't doing much, you would think like I had to give my time, my body to recover. And mind you, I know that I was sick, but like injuries and my sciatica and just shit that I normally maintain with movement, stretching, foam rolling, chiropractor visits. I didn't get a chance to do any of that. So shit started catching up to me, man. And I remember by like day three being on the couch, like my sciatica literally was just, it was almost unbearable. Like I had to get up, like I had to watch TV standing up almost. So yeah, that shit sucked. Now, I got better, right? Of course I got better. Bounce back, baby. And the next morning after I tested negative, I got back right into it, right? False. This is the premise of this episode. The setback really fucked me up. When I say it fucked me up, it mentally drained me in a way that it took so much effort and energy to even attempt to get back into that morning routine, to get back into that schedule. And quite frankly, it was a little disheartening. You know, I was started to feel guilty. I started to judge myself. I started to, you know, feel let down within myself. And that's the worst, right? Letting yourself down. I remember back when I was not living my best life and I was constantly under the influence of something. I was always so distracted that I didn't get a chance to feel let down when I looked in the mirror. And until I started coming off, and then I would glance at a reflection and it would just break my heart. Now, mind you, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't to that degree, but I knew the feeling. I knew me trying to avoid a reflection. I knew the sense of me trying to not look in the mirror too long when I was brushing my teeth, because I knew what I was and wasn't doing. And that's what I had set out to do. That's what I broadcasted for the world. That's what I posted online. That's what I told you guys, my friends, my family, my listeners, that I was going to do. So as you can imagine, I felt like a fraud. And, you know, I shame on me. I haven't got through this book. I got so caught up with another book that I've referenced. But one of the first books I read in the year, and I'm almost done with it, but it's called The New Earth. And it basically talks about your ego and how you shouldn't allow your ego to determine who you are. You know, we get caught up in identifying ourselves with a thing or an action or a place or a cause, right? Especially in today's day and age with fucking virtue signaling and anyway, PC culture. Anyway, sorry. It's another episode. But this book, it talks about the dangers of allowing your ego to identify itself with who you are really as a person. It almost talks about an ego as a separate entity within your own mind. And it's some deep shit, man. It really is. Like, I'll highlight some things in the book and I'll like run out to Trish and I'll read it to her and she's like, yo, that went over my fucking head. And quite frankly, I think that's why I kind of got distracted and went to another book, because it is heavy. It is some heavy shit. And if you're not, you know, all there and had your cup of coffee, it's a little bit of a difficult read. But the lessons, the research, the information, it really hits home. And I implore you to pick this book up. Again, it's called A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. And it is The Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. I do suggest you guys read it because it will blow your mind as you read it. You'll start to apply it to your own life. Anyway, once again, I digress. I have identified myself as this individual that gets after it, right? Just 100% gets after it. That's who I'm known. And I will say, when I was on social media and I was constantly posting, that's when it really got dangerous. And who knows, subconsciously, that's why I wanted to do this social self-experiment. Because when I wasn't living up to who I thought I was supposed to be, who I thought I was posting, who I thought, you know, I was truly, I felt like shit. Whatever the reason was, I was out of shape, or I just didn't have the time or whatever. If I chronically just didn't do everything that I said I was doing, I felt little. I felt like a fraud. I felt like a coward. And in that is, once again, the dangers of your ego. So I found myself almost posting just enough to make it look like I was still doing those things. But once again, when you're alone in the bathroom brushing your teeth and you look in the mirror, you know what you're doing and not doing. So much like that, I began to feel like that because I had been so knocked off course from my routine that the setback made me doubt who I really was. I know that's wild, right? But you guys don't understand how amazing I felt by the end of January, right before I got sick. Like I was flying high, bro. I was like, oh my God. I was judging myself for my past and high school and school and college and dropping out. And why didn't I stick to this? Oh my God, I love reading now. I love learning this and that. And I felt so great with the day. I had all this energy. So as you can imagine, it was a complete, utter disappointment that I not only wasn't doing that anymore, but I couldn't bounce back in the way and the ability that I hoped I could. So here we are. I have been, I'm riding off February, by the way. I'm recording this in the beginning of March. So basically all of February, it was a shit show. I would kind of start and then something would happen. I would kind of start, I'd travel for work, I'd kind of start. And, you know, just to give you an idea how committed I was to fitting all my shit in the morning. If I had to be at the office at 8 a.m., that means I had to leave no later than 5:59. It's really weird with traffic, right? Like if I leave at 5:59, I'm going to get there at 8 a.m. If I leave at 6:01, I'm going to get there at fucking 8:30. It's the weirdest thing. But if I knew that I had to get there at 8, I would just backtrack, right? So that means I have to leave at 5:59. That means I have to shower. I have to get in the shower no later than 5:15. That means that I got to start my day no later than, you know, 4 o'clock to make sure I got everything in. So the inconsistency of my sleep schedule and just everything altogether finally took its toll on me after the Rona. But before, I made those arrangements. Shit, I was out of bed at 3:30 to make sure I was up at 4, to make sure that I got everything done, to make sure that I got, you know, hit the road on time. So the fact that I didn't have that I don't want to say motive. Discipline is what it is. The fact that discipline didn't carry over was really upsetting to me. And once again, the difference between discipline and motivation is fleeting. Motivation is what you start off with. But discipline, that's what keeps you going. That's what makes you do whatever it is you don't want to do when you told yourself you were going to do it. So because I try to make everything a learning experience, I'm looking at the setback as just a test of my discipline, okay? Once again, to quote the great Jocko Willink, unflinching discipline is the mission. Unflinching. Because as he said, when you start to slack in one category, it all fails. Once you start to give yourself a pass in one thing, I won't finish that today, you'll start making that same excuse for everything else on your schedule, on your docket, on your plan, on your mission. Because you've allowed yourself and your mind to make it okay to make an exception for one thing. Well, then why not another? What's the difference, right? Well, there's a huge difference. So how do we get back from setbacks? Well, it's pretty easy. Why is it easy? Because it's fucking hard. Because all you got to do is do it. You know how I got back? You know how you bounced back from my setback? Set my alarm, and I woke the fuck up. I came downstairs, and I forced myself to start doing the things that I was doing. That's it. Don't waste your time trying to find the motivation, because once again, it's fleeting. It's not going to be there. I'm not saying that it's bad. It's great. Oh my God, it's amazing. But don't rely on it to get going again. Become disciplined enough to get going again. And let those waves of motivation blanket you and push you forward as they come, when they come. But don't depend on them. Because I can tell you right now, when you stay on the mission and you get back on track, it will come, and it will be that push to help you cruise through another couple days, couple weeks, shit, couple months, depending on how strong the urge is. But when it falls off, when it dissipates, once again, this discipline is what's going to keep you going. So if you've experienced any type of setback, if you've experienced any type of, you know, just being knocked off course, don't beat yourself up. Hold yourself accountable. Have those conversations in the mirror. But know the easiest and only way to get back to it is just to get back to it. Till next time, folks. Hope you have a great day.